that is his God, what difference does it make? And I don't do that to embarrass anyone. I do that to get them to start thinking. And almost inevitably, they can't answer that. Well, it's important. The Bible says that he is. Okay, I understand that. But why? So what? And what I want you to do as we move into the Gospel of John is not just believe he is the Son of God and know, therefore, by that faith that he is the Son of God, but I want you to know why. Why is that important to me that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? And I tried to show you, in some respects, it is so already, it is so important because God said, and this is so vital, God said that he would save all mankind and that he would do it alone. He does not need mankind's help. That he, God, would make righteous that which is unrighteous. That's you as an unbeliever, and that is you as a believer. How is God going to do this without any help from me? See, what most people come along, and they haven't thought through the whole battle. In order to be saved, you've got to make Jesus Christ Lord. In order to be saved, you've got to invite him into your heart. In order to be saved, you've got to make a commitment. In order to be saved, you've got to do the law. In order to be saved, you've got to do a ritual. In order to be saved, you've got to join it. And the list goes on and on and on. Well, think your way through this. If I can be saved by anything that I do, if I have a part in being saved, if I have a part in being made righteous, then God isn't doing it alone, and he's not God. He needed my help. He needed me to help him. But if I just trust him, if I just trust the one who sent, Jesus Christ, and by just trusting him, he makes me righteous as an unbeliever eternally, as a believer experientially, he does all the work. It's not by my confession, it's not by my repentance, it's not by my feeling sorry, it's not by my promising, it's not by my anything I do. I just trust you. And God is sufficient to do it. I will do it. And I will do it alone. So it is so important to us that Jesus Christ is God. It means that God can do all of these things alone. Therefore, he is God. This is John tells us this all the way through. Now, long letter to someone. Letter writing, you know, first of all, it was a phone that destroyed the art of letter writing. You just pick up a phone. A lot of people don't know how to write a letter anymore. Very few people write really good letters in their life. And, you know, it was a phone and then postcard, little cards where you just write, hello, hi, you know, on the back. And then email. It just wipes everything out. But if you ever do, and I encourage you to, because letters are great, if you write a letter, it's nice, especially in a long letter, to tell somebody why you wrote it. By the way, it's real easy for people in love. You don't have to hunt. I love you, I love you, I love you. That's why I'm writing. In case you missed it, I'm writing because I love you. Oh, okay. Well, it makes the person happy this evening. All right, now, look with me at John 20. Let's find out, right from the beginning, why John wrote. See, Luke told us why he wrote, didn't he? Verses 2 and 3 of chapter 1. Now, John tells us why he wrote. It's kind of humorous. He waits to the very end. See, if you were reading his letter, you would have had to read it all the way through to figure out why he wrote it. What's John writing to me for? Okay. John chapter 20 is going to tell us why he wrote. Chapter 20, the last two verses of chapter 20. Many other signs. Now, I just want to start informing you that he's going to talk about some of the miracles that Christ did, but he's going to talk about ones that the other Gospels do not. Okay. Many other signs, therefore, Jesus